Now, yesterday marks the sixth anniversary of the disappearance of Cork woman Tina Satchwell. Not a trace has been seen of the woman in her 40s when she went missing 6 years ago. We're joined on the line by Ralph Regal, who's Southern correspondent for the Irish Independent. Ralph, would you remind us of the circumstances of Tina Satchwell's disappearance?
Yeah, surely, Tracy. Essentially, what happened was that it seemed like any other morning in the Satchwell house in Yall in East Cork. At around 10 o'clock in the morning, Richard Satchwell, who was Tina's husband, said that he got up. He made a cup of tea and some toast for his wife. She asked him to go on an errand to Dungarvan, across just a short distance across the border in West Waterford. He went, and when he came back to the property, there was no sign of Tina. Now, he said that keys were in the property. He said that her pet dog, Ruby, who she never went anywhere without, was there. And he said, but there was a sum of money missing from the property and a suitcase. So he had assumed that she had gone to visit her relatives in Fermoy, probably about 25, maybe 30 miles up the road. And it was only about 4 days later when he said that he realised that she actually wasn't with her relatives, and he raised the alarm. So about 4 days later, the Gardaí were notified, and missing persons search began. And from that day to this, there hasn't been a single trace of Tina found. There's been about 400 hours of CCTV footage has been examined. There's been hundreds of witness statements, of pieces of evidence, lines of inquiry followed, and there has been no trace of Tina. It's as if she stepped off the planet. I mean, to give you an example of the extent of the Garda search operation, I mean, they examined CCTV footage from ports and from airports, and they spoke to people in Yall. They checked CCTV cameras around Yall to see was there any indication of where Tina might have gone on March the 20th, and they actually requested assistance from the UK police, because of course Tina had lived for a period in her teens and her 20s in England, and that's actually where she had met her husband, who was a truck driver. So they had checked all known addresses that she had previously been associated with in the UK, with absolutely no trace of what had happened to her.
There was luggage found, though, wasn't there?
Yeah, there's been a couple of kind of strange developments in the case, and there was suitcases found abandoned in Yall. Now, it was believed initially that these may be, or certainly one of them might have been, the suitcase that Tina is believed to have taken with her, but it subsequently transpired that they were not the luggage involved. So again, that gave Gardaí, it was a dead end. There was a major search operation of Mitchell's Wood in Castlemartyr. Again, not that very far from Yall. And that search operation was launched on the foot of public information or a contact from a member of the public. And that search operation involved 60 Gardaí. It resulted in the 40-acre wood being sealed off for about dense searches conducted there. But again, absolutely nothing of evidential value was found. There was also searches conducted offshore at a couple of coastal areas near Yall, again, with absolutely no result.
I remember at the time on this programme, actually, I spoke to Tina's husband, Richard Satchwell, and he said she loved going to Kerry, as it happened. She went to places like Castle Island and Dingle. She loved fashion, and she loved going to second-hand and charity shops trying to find clothes, vintage clothing and such like. So she knew Kerry that well. She knew Kerry quite well as well, Tina Satchwell. Has Richard Satchwell been speaking, as we mark the sixth anniversary of her appearance, and have other members of Tina Satchwell's family been speaking, Ralph?
Richard had done a number of interviews in the early days of this search operation. Of late, he has not done major interviews. I mean, I made contact with him, and he didn't want to comment. But a lot of the quotes that you're seeing are actually quotes that from various interviews that he had done over the years. And members of her family haven't really said much either. Her sister Teresa, who was based in the UK, has made various appeals over the years. And usually around the time of the anniversary, she would appeal for anyone who might have information to come forward and contact them. I should stress that Richard Satchwell has always said that he believes she's alive. There may have been reasons for her wanting a little bit of alone time, but he stressed in the early days of the investigation that, you know, he was keeping all of her Valentine's Day presents, her birthday presents, her Christmas presents, that were all being kept in his property, and he was looking forward to the day when Tina would arrive home. Of course, what was quite out of character was the fact that she would leave her pet dog Ruby in the property, because Tina took Ruby almost everywhere that she went. She was a very, very well-known figure in Yall from walking her dog on the various kind of coastal routes around the East Cork seaside resort. And as you mentioned, herself and her husband Richard, they would go to a lot of car boot sales and secondhand clothing shops. She really had a very unique sense of style, and that she liked kind of using vintage clothing and stuff like that for the quite distinctive look and wardrobe that she had. So they would have been quite well-known figures at car boot sales and vintage clothing sales and auctions across Munster.
Well, we hope for the sake of Tina that maybe she is still alive and that her family as well may get some closure in some way. Very, very strange and very peculiar and mysterious case. We'll leave it there. We've been speaking to Ralph Regal, Southern correspondent with the Irish and Independent.